Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free as we launch into the third hour of the program. And you can ring up what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the Pro XPN toll-free line. We're talking about snuggling. And with you tonight, the we is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we got Skype. I haven't mentioned it enough tonight. In fact, I don't think I've mentioned it yet. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can connect with us in that way if you prefer. You will have to send a contact request first. It will be approved, so no worries. Just send that request over. We'll get you on. And it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. Again, username there, lrn.fm. The snuggling houses, we've talked about these things before. Apparently, there are also out-call snugglers that are men and women who are, you can call them up and schedule an appointment, and they will come to your home as long as you've been vetted first and you're not some super creepy, scary person.
This isn't like Yellow Pages Dial-A-Snuggle at all.
No, but there are, these snuggling houses are, you know, public. I mean, they are known, and they can be approached by random people. Mm-hmm. So Nemi's gotten into the snuggling business just recently and is doing it more on a personal recommendation kind of basis.
Yeah.
You're not advertising
referral
publicly.
Basis.
And what I wanted to focus on here was the news is that in Wisconsin, the snuggle house there has been shut down. Now, this isn't because it was prostitution.
They voluntarily shut down. They were because they did not.
They sounded scared to me.
Because they're scared, exactly, under potential city scrutiny. And this is from a city, again, where no offense to men, says the city attorney, but I don't know any man who just wants to snuggle.
Well, that's certainly not true, and it's more of a comment on the kind of men that she's met in her life than anything else. There's, you know, I'm a big fan of snuggling. I really enjoy it. Enjoy the intimacy factor there. And to me, you know, sex is great, but sometimes I just want to snuggle.
Yeah, it has been an incredibly devastating year for me. And cuddling has been such a lifesaver for me. And there are health benefits to it, too. I mean, we started talking about touch. With babies, it's crucial that they're touched. And it really serves a critical part of child development. You see,
if you don't touch your children as they're growing up, give them hugs and
psychopaths
love,
right,
then they'll start killing animals and then they'll end
they
up.
They could, and I can actually give
humans.
You a more clinical explanation. If you think of Romanian or Cambodian orphanages, babies were only changed, their diapers were only changed once every 24 hours, kind of like clockwork.
Okay.
No toys, but that was the limit of their physical touch. And 8 to 12 years later, you see a huge uptick in diagnosis of reactive attachment disorder, which is really uncontrolled aggression. It's almost as if you've weaned a dog too early from its mother, mm-hmm. and you see that it just has no social skills whatsoever. It is so critical. It produces chemicals in the brain, oxytocin, serotonin. It boosts those levels, so it actually has physical. It is physically good for you to have touch in your life, and snuggling is just is further to that, and it's a boost to that. So I will say to the city attorney in Wisconsin that's complete crap, and I've had excellent response, just overwhelming, very touching responses, and not to, sorry about the pun, but very moving responses from people who are just kind of sidle up to me or come to me as if there's some sort of shame
now,
involved in it.
Didn't I hear that this guy in Wisconsin that was running the snuggle house there, that he offered to put cameras up and show the footage to the county attorney?
That's
like,
right.
There's no sex going on. Here's all of our
Here's
clients from last week. Nobody had sex, so clearly this is not prostitution. I mean, but that wasn't good
enough.
It was
not enough because you're dealing with city officials who seriously cannot see the difference between cuddling and prostitution for sex.
I really feel it's just so sad what's happening.
I agree.
Here. I mean, it's so. I think prostitution should be legal. Don't get me wrong.
I think
that prostitution should be completely legal and that anybody should be able to pay money to anybody else who wants to have sex with them, whatever. As long as people are consenting, who cares if money changes hands? But the idea that people are so uptight in this society, you know, this puritanical, the puritanical roots that America has are just alive and well today. The idea that somebody could look at a cuddling operation like this and liken it to prostitution, or just believe, even when all of the evidence is contrary, to just believe, well, I don't care if you're willing to put up cameras. I know there's prostitution going on somewhere.
Right. It's the same logic you would use to say, okay, you're opening a daycare center. You must be pedophiles.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that this is, so when you work out, and I used to be a big, bodybuilder kind of guy, not that I was ever juicing or anything like that, but I was into bodybuilding. Muscles heal faster if you get a massage afterwards. Well, if you're doing squats or something like that, let's be clear on which muscles are getting massaged. So you're talking about quads and hamstrings and glutes.
Yeah.
And if for whatever reason the massage therapist of my choice happened to be female, I mean, I'm going to have a woman rubbing my upper thighs and my buttocks and things like that. I mean, how can this this prosecutor that somehow thinks that there ain't no man nowhere that wants just a snuggling could possibly allow a massage therapist to be rubbing my thighs and buttocks?
Right, and I'm glad you actually said that, because there was a question posed in chat about what about boners? I hope I can say that on the air.
Yes, you just did.
Okay, I hope so.
It's fine.
What are you going to do, fire me?
No.
I think that's a wonderful question, and it's a physiological reaction, and if can you be adult? I mean, if you have a boner, are you absolutely, do you have to go find a woman to put it in? Like, immediately?
No,
or
but
can
I guess
you can control yourself?
Well, right, but I guess the person's question is, in the event of the snuggling, right, what about a boner?
It happens.
Then?
It happens, but what do you do about it? Mm-hmm. It's not that, can you...
What do nurses do about it?
What is it? What is it? Right, what does a massage therapist do about it?
Some of them will give it a good thump, as I understand it, but...
Massage people or nurses?
Nurses, I said.
Okay.
Nurses.
Yeah.
Well, nurses can be mean. I've heard. I'm not going to say I will thump. It happens. Sex is not permitted.
Do you just ignore it?
Arousal is it's perfectly normal, right?
Yeah, sure.
And it's not an uncomfortable thing unless it's made to be an uncomfortable
unless
thing.
Unless they start grinding on you.
Right.
Something.
And that's not cool. Yeah. You would not do that to your child.
Right. You've now crossed the line. It's no longer snuggling.
And the deal's done. Thank you. Please go. Or do I have to reach for my shiv? You know, I don't know. But like I said, the pre-screening, I know the people that I'm snuggling. And the reaction has been, phenomenal.
How long
really
is the average session?
15 to 30 minutes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's not long.
Hmm.
Nope.
Is there, like, music in the background?
You can do whatever you want. You want to watch a movie?
Well, you're at their house, right? So you're the alcohol.
You do whatever. Hmm. You can cuddle.
What's the longest one?
I think I've been up to 45 minutes at this point. Yeah.
Now, I heard that the snugglers at some of these houses will do an overnight session.
Yes. The going rate for that is just over $400.
Wow.
Yeah,
not too shabby. And you get to sleep through most of it, right?
You sleep through most of it. You just cuddle. We hear tales among our friends from cuddling sessions that are hilarious and entertaining. I mean,
I am not going to pay you $400 just so I can just tell you, stay on your side of the bed.
Yeah, I already told you no, Mark. You're off the list as it is. You don't get to say no after I told you no.
Another question from online. What about a boyfriend? I don't know if you have one at the moment, but, would this be something, if you do have one, what has the boyfriend said about this, and, how do they feel?
I will put it to you this way, because I try to keep my relationships pretty close to the chest. Usually, as soon as you guys figure out who I'm seeing someone else.
Yes.
Which is hilarious, and I love it. The person or people that I am involved with have no problem with what's going on here. And I'm sure they would have a problem if something were to go awry, but much like Mark, they are... have pretty good confidence in my ability to discern creepy and defend myself. So,
all righty.
Yeah.
Good.
There you go. I think that's about it. Do we cover everything?
I think so.
I think it's great.
Unless people have questions, then absolutely call in.
It seems like a good business, too. And I hope that we see more people getting into this around the country, because these bureaucrats need to be stopped in their constant encroachment into new business. I mean, that's what this is. They're killing a new business model that is arguably something that's needed.
I really am willing to take a stand and draw the fire from the state, and I really look forward to
it's
that.
It's going to be harder for them to go after you because you're not marketing publicly necessarily.
That's right.
And you don't have a physical location.
True.
So you'll be very, very hard to catch.
But you know what? If business stays as good as it has been, Ian, I wouldn't be opposed to doing that in the future.
855, 450, free, and hiring some
professional
strugglers. More coming up.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now, 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We've got our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to amazonmobile.freetalklive.com and also enjoy all kinds of other great features on our website, all for free. The mobile site gives you quick access to our live stream and live streams and podcast m.freetalklive.com.
If you want all the latest liberty news, the place to go is freedomsphoenix.com. It's a news aggregation site that allows you allows people to share, but I've never shared anything. I've only ever read it, and they dozens of stories pass by my news reader there at freedomsphoenix.com. Just go check it out. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. You can sign up for their daily dispatch like I get, freedomsphoenix.com.
Okay, so again, 855-450-FREE. Going back to kind of the beginning of the show, where we talked briefly about marijuana, the Colorado legalization initiative went into effect today, and people were lined up to buy their very first bag of medical-grade cannabis, although not necessarily medical. It was, you know, just available to anybody. Colorado, I think, had a medical program prior to this, but now it's just full-on legalization. Anybody over the age of 21 can go into one of these dispensaries and acquire product, apparently at a price point that is relatively on par with the black market, which is unfortunate. And that probably has more to do with the fact that this is highly regulated, as we'll get a little bit into detail here in a moment. According to USA Today, former Marine Corps veteran from two tours of duty in Iraq with PTSD, he went and bought an eighth of an ounce of Bubba Kush and a pot-laden truffle for about $60 at the 3D Cannabis Center, and was the first, supposedly the first person in the world to buy legal cannabis, at least in recent times.
Huh. That's interesting. First person in the world to buy legal cannabis. What about the pot shops in Amsterdam?
That would have been a question that I would ask. Maybe that's not wasn't like straight up legal, but more like decriminalized or tolerated or something like
highly
that.
Highly decriminalized?
Yeah.
Like they have it on display there?
Yeah, and then what about the Uruguay situation where they're going to be selling marijuana, the government of Uruguay?
Maybe they haven't got quite implemented
that
yet.
Maybe that's the case. Well, either way, yeah, I would say it's a relatively tenuous claim yeah. to be able to make that you're the first person to buy legal marijuana. Anyway, he says, today I was fortunate enough to be the first recreational cannabis purchase in the world. We did it, he tweeted. Aldworth is not the person who bought it. Betty Aldworth, the deputy director of the National Cannabis Industry Association, said pot sales in the state are expected to reach $400 million this year. More than $40 million in tax revenue is targeted for public schools. Dozens of shops are open or will be opening soon. She spoke of jobs, tax dollars, and peace of mind for marijuana smokers. But for many, the new law is all about fun. Erin Room of Denver said as she shared hits of marijuana at a 1920s-themed Prohibition is Over party in downtown Denver, quote, honestly, I thought I'd never see the day, unquote. There are, of course, limits. Sales are legal in only a handful of the state's 64 counties, along with Denver and less than a dozen other cities and towns. And Amendment 64, the state ballot issue that legalized pot, does not allow public pot smoking. Buyers and users must be at least 21 years old, and purchases are limited to an ounce at a time for state residents and a quarter of an ounce for out-of-state buyers. Many stores concerned about supply are limiting purchases even more. That's interesting. I didn't realize that there were only a handful, less than a dozen cities and towns in Colorado where this is actually allowed.
I wonder why.
I guess that means that a lot of places opted out somehow. And I know that in New Hampshire, they just did an increase of the bar closing time. It went from 1 o'clock to 2, or the last call.
Right.
The last sales are allowed at now 2 a.m. in New Hampshire, but there's an opt-out provision for any city or town or municipality that wants to not allow that change. So as I understand it, Keene has gone through and said, we're not going to allow that in Keene, which,
of course
is, you know, ridiculous. And
all the city councilors finished drinking before 1 in Keene.
Yeah. I mean,
they're in bed before 10.
This has to do with this this viewpoint that, you know, Keene's this idyllic town and nobody drinks in Keene, so we wouldn't want anybody to drink till 2 a.m.
Except that there's bars everywhere.
Yeah. But, so anyway, that's maybe what went on in Colorado, but if you live in Colorado and you can clarify as to why some towns have this and why they don't, you know, are we wrong about this? Was it an opt-out? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, 855-450-3733. So fairly limited as far as, you know, if you're 18, 19, or 20 years old, you're still going to go to jail, probably, if you get caught with marijuana, although I don't know if it's been decriminalized if you're younger. That's another question. Driving while smoking pot is illegal, as is driving under the influence. The limit is 5 nanograms or more of THC per milliliter of blood.
Yeah, this is a real problem.
Here we go.
And it gets into a very dangerous area where police will be wanting to draw blood from people. I don't know if that's actually been approved yet in Colorado as far as enforcing those rules is concerned, but it's a scary possibility. And again, if you're in Colorado and you can enlighten us, please do.
If you've done your research, Ian, on this nanogram thing, what would a heavy smoker of marijuana, a person who, you know, say smokes daily or even more often than daily, a lot of these people who are in pain will do that. Will they have more than 5 nanograms in their blood?
I believe that is true. 5 nanograms is a very, very low amount. And it's my understanding that if you, like in the states where they have medical, and that's one of the rules, basically, if you're a medical user, you can't drive.
Right. So the basically what they've done is made it so you can smoke marijuana, but you need to drive.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me, and it's incredibly insane.
This isn't just smoke marijuana and then get into a car. This is smoke marijuana the night before, smoke every night or whatever. I mean, this isn't the way it is for people who use alcohol.
Right. It could be, you know, if you smoke cannabis on a regular basis, it could take weeks before the marijuana residue or whatever you want to call it, the leftovers, leave your system. Now, at what point it will go below 5 nanograms, I don't know. That would be... That information's coming, I'm sure.
And how much does it cost? I mean, we see drug testing for employers, right? Then,
yeah.
And you go pee in a cup or whatever, and you have, if I remember correctly, you have 30 to 60 days, but people metabolize things differently, and have a false positive what is it, poppy seeds? I don't remember.
Yeah, there's stuff that would give you false positives.
False positive, and how does that impact this as well?
All good questions, and we don't know yet. In fact, we'll find out, though, right? There's going to be more testing.
Well, the problem is, though, that this is more people are going to need to be run onto the grist mill of the state to find out what the consequences are. So how many people are going to have their licenses revoked, spend time in jail for driving while intoxicated, who were not intoxicated because they had more than 5 nanograms of marijuana residue or whatever in their blood, but they weren't intoxicated at the time. And for the non-smokers out there, I need to make this 100% clear. Marijuana will stay in your system for weeks afterwards.
For a regular smoker, that's usually true.
Yep, it will stay
it depends.
In, well, but if you're metabolizing fat, it can actually come out months afterwards metabolizing fat. So it's possible. Now, it's unlikely that you would have quit smoking marijuana entirely and then still have 5 nanograms months later, but I'm just saying that that's possible. So... Yeah, if you can be not stoned and have this in your blood, because there's a lot of older people out there that don't understand how this works. It's not like alcohol.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Also, about what I want to focus on next is the other law, another big law that's going into effect in Connecticut, where for the last several days, people have been literally lined up to register firearms.
It's absolutely disgusting.
Horrible, horrible situation there. We'll tell you more about that and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The Freeze-Dry Guy, that's who. The Freeze-Dry Guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze-Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. If you like, you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line. Of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And you can get tuned in. You can also sign up for our news updates. You can follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever is your preference, or more than one if you like. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
If you like coffee, you drink coffee on a daily basis, like I do. Here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have a real impact that makes a difference in people's lives, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox coffee, and you can try a pound for free. It's organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and it's grown in a the financial system behind it is compensates these farmers who are otherwise in a untenable situation in a way that breaks the generational chains of poverty. 10% of purchases go directly to our effort to help spread freedom around the world through at least 100 World Vision financed microloans. Go get more information at coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound there. You cover shipping. We'll give you a free pound. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. So new laws going into effect January 1st. That's today. It's when we're editing and doing the show here. And one of the good laws, or you know, somewhat better than previous, was Colorado, where there's now a legalized marijuana situation. And there's some problems with it, of course, because, well, laws are generally regulation. You know, legalization includes regulation, and then it means control. And control means rules and regulations and town ordinances. And so it's certainly not freedom in the realm of smoking cannabis in Colorado, but it's better than prohibition, a little bit. Now, prohibition is apparently coming back into style in Connecticut.
Certainly.
In the case of gun laws and gun registration. Apparently there's some new laws that are going into effect there today, and for the last several days I've seen on my news feed on Facebook several people posting articles with links to these pictures. One of them went particularly viral with what appears to be a line of approximately 100 people standing outside a government office in Connecticut. The story from theblaze.com, and these stories are all over the place, WFSB.com as well. This one was written a few days ago when there was time left. There's not at the moment. But there are only 5 days until the new gun laws go into effect in our state. It means a dash to register assault weapons or high-capacity magazines, says WFSB-TV. A long line of people stood outside the public safety building in Middletown all day Thursday to register firearms, specifically anything the state considers an assault weapon or high-capacity magazine must be registered before January 1st, 2014. If they were trying to make them illegal, I'd have a real issue. But if they just want to know where they are, that's fine with me, said Charles Gillette, who
is registering his
magazines.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not okay with you.
No,
huh?
It is not.
Why?
No, because government has no right to know where the guns are. They really don't. I mean, the only reason they would need to know where all the guns are is if they are looking to either attack the people or disarm the people.
You're just paranoid, Nemi.
Thanks, Ian. I'll keep my guns, and I will not tell you how many I have or where I keep them.
Well, apparently it might be a felony charge if you get caught with something like this and it is not a registered firearm.
This is the difficulty is in these circumstances, if they have these rules. It's one thing just not to bother to register the gun or whatever, but if you actually have to use the gun in defense of your home, then, you know, do you want to be in a situation where, yes, I've used an illegal firearm to defend my home? What of it? You know, I don't want to be in that particular instance.
Then you've saved the life of your family, but now you're going to prison.
Right.
Great.
Yay. Thanks for that. You know, I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine who's, you know, he's basically a gun-grabbing liberal. And he, you know, one thing he said is that he lives in a rural section of, you know, very rural area.
In New Hampshire?
No. And he, he's like, well, all my neighbors have guns. And I'm like, and you know that your house isn't going to get robbed because your neighbors have guns. He's like, right. So he appreciates that his neighbors have guns to keep his house from being robbed.
But he still wants to take their guns?
Yeah, he's afraid, he's concerned with the dangers and of guns and all that kind of stuff.
Guns are dangerous. I mean,
they absolutely are.
They could kill somebody.
Some people take the risks in their lives to have these things, and thank God for them, I'd say. Another thing I'd add for the gun-grabbing liberals out there is look, you're never, ever going to see an invasion of the United States because there's more guns in this country than there are people. There's never going to be a land invasion of the U.S. because it's just you can't hold this country because of all the guns.
Scott Brocio, who is registering his guns in Connecticut, says, I understand why they're doing it, but I don't think it's constitutional. The controversial law was created last year.
Why are you in line, dude? Then why are you in line? Because you are a sheep. That is why.
Well, yeah. I can understand why you would do it.
I'm scared, so I'm going to go register the gun that's going to defend me from the government that's scaring me.
These people are frightened animals. I mean, they are so frightened of what the government could do to them. I mean, you can't blame them. The government, they're scary. I mean, they put people in prison for nonsensical reasons, for not having harmed anybody else. And you damn well better believe they're going to put people in prison in Connecticut if they find them with unregistered firearms. I agree with you. I don't think they should register them.
Right. Historically, Connecticut has had some of the worst gun laws in New England.
Mm-hmm.
I, as you mentioned earlier in the show, I am a native. I have grown up and lived in New Hampshire all my life.
Yeah.
There is no gun registration in New Hampshire.
And
absolutely
there probably never will be.
And I doubt there ever will be.
Well, I mean, maybe it speaks to the difference between the Connecticut folks and the New Hampshire folks, that the New Hampshire people are just more concerned about their rights and not as willing to give them
seriously.
Up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? If someone said I needed to register my firearm, I would not. I would refuse.
What about Massachusetts? I mean, I've heard gun owners say that they just drive around Massachusetts.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Of course, to drive around Massachusetts, you have to drive through New York.
Yeah, through New York, which is not much better. Not much better, but same is said about Connecticut as well.
The controversial law was created after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting back in 2012.
Because it was about the guns there, not the kids' mental status, right?
None of the people Eyewitness News spoke with thinks it's going to reduce gun violence. They believe it's only hurting law-abiding citizens. Jared Krajewski said he was registering his guns that day. Said if people are going to do things illegally, they're not going to be here registering their gun. And, of course, he's absolutely right about that.
As a matter of fact, here's an interesting stat for you. Registered gun owners are less likely to use their gun, less likely to kill somebody than a police officer.
Hmm.
I mean, that's how unlikely they are. Many crimes are committed with guns. There's no doubt about it. But they're less likely to commit a crime with a gun. I think it's commit a crime with a gun. Or I don't know. I'd have to look that up. Let me look it up.
Like it or not, the deadline's coming fast, and Connecticut State Police said if you want to cut down on the wait time, make sure all forms are taken care of.
Oh,
State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance says people don't realize the entire form must be filled out completely, and if it requires a notary, it should be notarized before coming here. That's what's causing the massive line. And you know, a lot of these people are waiting in this huge line, because this is how bureaucracy works. There's some box you didn't check, or some T you didn't cross, or an I you didn't dot, or you didn't get the notary, or whatever it is. You wait in an hour-long line, and then you get up to the bureaucrat, and they tell you, yeah, sorry, you're going to have to go back and do this and that, and then you come back later, and then you got to go wait in the damn line again, only to find out you botched it up again, because their system is so cumbersome and so annoying. But I agree with you, Nemi. These people, it's sad. There was some talk about...
How many people who already illegally possessed firearms in the state of Connecticut were in line? Because Connecticut already had some pretty stringent regulations in place, right? So how many people who were already not meeting those regulations showed up with their weapons and their information and their forms in triplicate? How many criminals who have committed gun violence in Connecticut?
Right. This isn't about stopping criminals. This is about criminalizing you.
It's registering weapons.
Right. And there's speculation, right, that if you register the weapons, eventually they're just going to come for them. And there's good reason for that.
Absolutely.
There have been people and, you know, governments in the past who've done that. So you give them the information as to where things are that they want. They're going to come take it someday. That's not an unreasonable belief system. And this is about making people, average people, into criminals. And that's why these people are scared to death. They don't want to become, you know, felons for having not jumped through the government paperwork. And most people aren't willing to stand up to the state like we might be.
Yeah.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 60-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments of the show, which are happening now. If you don't get in tonight, it's no big deal. We do it 7 nights a week. You can join us live every night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, we would like to ask you to promote the show. If you like Free Talk Live, just go ahead and pick your favorite show of the week and share it on your Facebook page. Tell some friends about Free Talk Live. Let people know what you're listening to. Put it on at work or something like that. Come up with different ways to get Free Talk Live out there. Call your local talk radio station. If they don't air Free Talk Live, you can ask them real nicely. Talk to the program director. Ask them to take Free Talk Live. You know, your call might make a difference in that way. So go to promote.freetalklive.com if you want to learn a few different things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears. That's promote.freetalklive.com. More from Connecticut with their gun registration going on, and apparently that deadline is up now. If you get caught with certain types of guns and magazines in Connecticut, it could be felony charges. Sounds like a pretty scary situation. We'll get back to that. Dave is on the line in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, all I want to do is just call in and wish Nemi the best of luck, or wherever you said you're going to, Manchester or something. So I just want to chime in and say good luck, best of wishes, and people in the chat room, why don't you just sing for them? So best of luck and hope everything works out for you.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. The chat room apparently requesting Nemi sing a song, according to Dave from New York.
The chat room can request all they like.
Na 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 na.
The chat room is also asking if motorboating counts as cuddling. So I'm just going to let y'all know, no, motorboating does not count as cuddling. And no, if you want to hear me sing, you can get your butts up here to New Hampshire and become a mover or a visitor of the Free State Project.
Oh.
And come hear me sing for yourself.
Where? Like karaoke or something?
Sure.
Okay. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So TheBlaze.com has an article about these ridiculous lines of people, mostly men, in Connecticut who are registering firearms, or were doing so over the last several days, under a wide-ranging gun control law passed. Looks like they have until Tuesday, so that would be yesterday, to submit paperwork with the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. Twitter user Voter Mom said of the photo that has been viral around various different places, where there's just this very, very lengthy line of people standing ostensibly outside of one of these government offices. Holy crap, looks like Weimar Germany.
Yeah.
Another commenter says, another disgusting picture from Connecticut, men waiting in line to register guns with the government. Another commenter, Paul Reyes, says, first they came for the guns. Lance M. Fisher says, life is too short to live in a state that does this to its residents. And you know, there was some talk amongst those in the Free State Project about doing outreach to the poor, beleaguered gun owners of Connecticut and, you know, letting them know, hey, if you just move a few miles to the north, you could be in New Hampshire, where you've got instant way more gun freedom here and maybe more freedom-oriented culture in general. But I have to say that I don't know if I would want to market that to these people that were standing in the lines, at least. Maybe to the people who didn't go and stand in the lines, they should be marketed to, but the obedient people...
These people were polled, though, right? And all of them said that they thought this was a bad idea. They're just following a law that they believe to be a bad idea so yeah. that they can then use the gun to protect themselves. The point I made previously, like, I understand why somebody would do this. If I were legally able to own a gun and owned a gun, I might find myself in the same position because I would own the gun in order to protect myself. If I did have to protect myself, the police would clearly know whether or not I had a gun, and then it would be they'd want to know whether it was registered or not.
Yeah, my response is never register a weapon. Absolutely not. It's instinctually so wrong
to me. But
it's
a felony, right?
I don't care,
okay,
Mark.
I'm clear.
That's
just
it.
We need more people like Nemi who don't care about what the laws are going to be, who are willing to say, no, I'm not going to obey, or in this case, just
absolutely
keep quiet
not.
And don't step up and do anything
right.
about it. But the problem, the reason why things are so bad, I mean, people look around, they ask themselves, how did things get like this? How is it that the government can be so controlling? How is it that they can tax so much? How is it that they can get away with all these regulations?
Because people line up in Connecticut
right.
to register their firearms. Those firearms did no damage. Those the people that were standing in that line, you said, Ian, you're right, they're scared. They're in line so the government doesn't come after them.
They might come after them anyway.
They have more reason now. Yeah. Those weapons that those people are registering probably did not commit a crime the day prior, and they probably will not commit a crime tomorrow.
So this is why things are the way they are. It's because you and me and everybody else, to some extent, because everybody does it to some extent, has been going along to get along. Oh, you're going to pass a law to regulate the business that I'm in? Well, I guess I'll just jump through the hoops. Oh, you're going to pass a law to regulate the things I can keep in my home? Well, I guess I'll just go ahead and jump through the hoops. I understand why they're doing it, says one of the people. I don't think it's constitutional, but I understand why they're doing it. So we'll just go ahead and do it anyway. I think it's unconstitutional, but I'm going to do it anyway
because I don't want to spend the $100,000 on an attorney that it's going to take to take this thing through.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to say when they come take your guns away from you?
I don't have any guns, Ian. They took my guns away
in
from me
theory.
Decades ago.
Obviously, in that case, you're not going to spend any money on an attorney either. You were talking about in the case that you were actually a gun owner, right? So what are they going to do? What are you going to do when they finally come and use the information you've given them to take your guns away?
And I suspect they will. I would imagine, the answer is that these people are imagining, pardon me, I'm sorry, that they're imagining that some gun rights group is going to get a hold of this law and turn it around.
Yeah, that's going to happen. You know, they can think about whatever they want and fantasize about the future if they want to, and that's fine. If they think that, well, gosh darn it, we'll just have the NRA save us someday. Well, how's the NRA doing as far as turning around gun laws in this country? Not so good. Not so good. Gun laws are not generally getting better. You know, there's not fewer gun laws today. They're not less restrictive gun laws in most places. Things are getting worse.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry. Gun laws are getting less restrictive in the last couple of decades in this country. That's misinformation. There are certainly places where it's getting more restrictive, but largely in the United States, gun rights have increased since the 80s.
Okay. Well, that's news to me. It certainly doesn't
seem that way.
I've
said it on the air more than once.
It certainly doesn't seem that way when you've got people lining up around the block over in Connecticut.
There's right to carry laws that have gone in across this country in the last few decades. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. So, great. Everything's great then. Just nobody should really worry about it.
Guns don't bring freedom, Ian. Guns don't bring freedom. Did I say they did? No. You said things are great.
I was joking. I don't think things are great. I think things are getting worse for freedom out there because of people like this who stand around and just do whatever it is that they're told. Now, maybe you're right. Maybe some laws in some places have gotten better, but that's certainly not true in Connecticut. It's certainly not true in New York. It's certainly not true in Colorado. You talk to the people that live there, and these people are under serious restriction on the firearms that they can own. So,
I'm pretty sure you said earlier, Mark, that we are not invaded by Japan or China because of the widespread possession of weapons.
Right. Well, that's there's this apocryphal quote out there. It's probably not true, attributed to a Japanese general that you can't invade the U.S. homeland because there'd be a gun behind every blade of grass.
Well, there certainly wouldn't be now, but at the time that was made, I know that's a dated quote.
There's more guns than there are people in the United States.
I understand. Yeah. But at the time, it was certainly much more likely. It was more culturally acceptable to have firearms in the home at that time when that quote was made than now. So it's certainly undermining our freedom. That said, it would undermine our freedom to take guns away, would it not?
Oh, I'm not saying the guns should be taken away. I don't understand where that's coming from.
Right, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So this is the first step in taking guns away and knowing where they are.
I understand why. What I'm saying is I understand why people are registering. They're registering so that they can use the gun that they've got. I mean, if you have two choices in this circumstance.
You can use an unregistered gun, same as you can use a registered gun, Mark.
Yeah,
they both fire the same way.
At the end of the firing with the unregistered one, you're going to go to prison, whereas with the registered one, you wouldn't. You only basically have two choices as a gun owner in Connecticut is either register the gun or bury it.
The third choice is you leave and you go to a place where there's more freedom.
But I did say in Connecticut.
Because the people who are doing this, who are standing there and just doing what they're told, those people are the reasons why things are so bad.
I agree.
All the homeowners who do what they're told when the zoning enforcement comes along, all the business owners who do what they're told when the business enforcer, you know, the business department or whoever it is, whatever government agency is regulating you, everybody who does what they're told, it's your fault that things get worse. Period.
Okay, but leaving doesn't generally work. People will leave over a longer period of time, course of, in some cases,
if
years.
If you concentrate people together in one place, it does work. We're proving that it works here in New Hampshire. And Nimmy, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, sweethearts.
Appreciate
Love you
being
both.
On.
Thank you.
And we'll probably have you back at some point in the future.
We'll see you soon.
We'll see how long you stay in Manchester.
Oh, I think I'll be there for a while.
All right, very good. Well, Brett Vanal will be joining us on Wednesday night next week, and he's from the School Sucks Project. We'll see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.